you had go to the attic to take the dishes out, and then after Pesach is over, I put the dishes back in. And then when I go on vacation, so I go to the attic to take the suitcases down, and then I go back to the attic to put the suitcases back up. See, if the person goes every month in Donishtik, every week he's going on vacation, he's doing something, so he uses the storage room every week. Okay, but if it's once every 2 weeks, he goes there. Twice a year with the Pesach, the dishes, takes them out, puts them back in. And three times a year he goes on vacation and he takes out the luggage and puts it back in. So that's a base of Oitzer. She'aim is topkin and then. You don't really use it that often. If you have a wine cellar, if you have bottles of wine in the basement. So how often do you go to get wine? So if every week, every couple of days, you go to take some another bottle of wine, the fellow enjoys drinking wine. So a couple of once a week, twice a week he goes, okay, so that's a base of Oitzer. She'aim is topkin and then. Then the Gemara says, Yechayv and Mezuzah. But if you have a storage room that you hardly go there, so then the din is that you're not chayv and mezuzah. There is a question. There is a shita mukubetzes, that's the commentary on the Gemara above Metziah, the end of above Metziah, and Daf Kuv Beis, where the Gemara talks about whose obligation is it to put the mezuzah, the tenant's obligation, not the landlord's obligation. So the shita mukubetzes comments there, what if a person has 10 different homes in 10 different parts of the world, 10 different locations, and 1 month a year he spends over here, 1 month a year he spends over there, and 1 month over there, and so on. So the Shita Mukubetzis writes, you're obligated to have mezuzahs on all the 10 homes all year long, not just when you're there. I remember one summer I was learning Bechavusa with a big Talmud Chacham, and then we were learning this Gemara. So I mentioned this Shita Mukubetzis. So he, at the end when we finished learning, so he said he has to go into New York tonight. He can't learn with me tonight. The next day he came back. I didn't know. So then I found out at the end of the summer, he was embarrassed to say, he took down the mezuzahs from his apartment in New York and he brought them to the, he rented a home in Tannersville. So he put out the mezuzahs. Then when I mentioned that, he got scared. So he drove into New York. He bought extra mezuzahs. He put the mezuzahs up in his home. Then he came back to learn the next day. He was embarrassed that he took down his mezuzahs when he went away. That's what the Shita Mukubetzis says. Rabbi Kiveger doesn't seem to agree to that. Rabbi Kiveger has a famous tshuva where he discusses the husband goes to work in the middle of the day, so he leaves the house, and when he's not home, he's not obligated to have a mezuzah on the door. But his wife is home, but the home doesn't belong to the wife, it belongs to the husband. Rabbi Kiveger has a whole tshuva about this. He assumes in the middle of the day, those minutes of the day, those hours of the day that the husband is not home, the husband is not chayv mezuzah. But the Shita Mukubetzis says otherwise. There is a Gemara has a whole discussion if a person rents an apartment in the Chutzlar, it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, so he's only obligated to put up a mezuzah after 30 days go by. So what is that all about? If you own the house yourself, you're obligated to put a mezuzah the first day you move in. Before you move in, you're not chayv mezuzah. First day you move in, you have to put the mezuzah that belongs to you. But if you rented it, so you're only chayv mezuzah after 30 days. Why? So Tesis has two opinions. So one opinion is that you need diras keva. You're only obligated to mezuzah if you live there on a permanent basis. So if the home is only rented, so that's very temporary. But once you live there for 30 days, then it's considered diras keva. If the home belongs to you and you're living in your own home, that's by definition diras keva. If you rent a home, then it's diras arai until after 30 days. And the main, that's not the generally accepted opinion. The accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch is that a rented home is only chayv in mezuzah midirabbanan. Because the pasuk says, achsavtam al mezuzahs beisecho, uvisharecho, so the chof means ownership. If the house belongs to you, if the chotzer belongs to you, if it doesn't belong to you, then you're not chayv in mezuzah min haTorah. The obligation to put in mezuzah is only made the rabbanon because of marisayim. Let's say I moved into the apartment, so the building belongs to somebody. I live in a big apartment. The building belongs to somebody. The landlord happens to be used to be a religious man. He looks like me. We used to have another landlord who was a religious man, clean shaven. Now I have a landlord who has a beard. He looks the same as me. He dresses the same kind of clothes on Shabbos and the weekdays. So maybe I own the building. So if I won't, I don't own the building. So if I live in a rented apartment for the first 30 days, people won't have any tainus. People won't attack me. How come he didn't put a mezuzah? They'll understand that it's rented, it doesn't belong to me. But if you live there for more than 30 days, so it's an issue of marisayim. People may think that I own the apartment, so you chayv a mezuzah mishum marisayim. That's why in the yeshiva dormitory, there used to be an ongoing debate between the students and the administration. So the students said, everybody knows the dormitory doesn't belong to us, it belongs to, they used to complain to Dr. Miller, Israel Miller. They said, there's no Marisai, nobody thinks the dormitory belongs to us, the yeshiva should pay for the mezuzahs. And Dr. Miller said, the student said the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva like that. That if let's say the city has, the municipality has a hospital or a prison or something like that. So everybody knows the prison doesn't belong to the prisoners. The structure belongs to the municipality. So how can you say that the prisoners or the patients who are in the hospital, they're chayv to put in mezuzah? What Marisain? When Marisain? Everybody knows it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to the municipality. So that's where the students sign it. Everybody knows that the yeshiva dormitory doesn't belong to the students, so the administration should pay for the mezuzah. The administration said, we don't follow the Avnei Nezer. Let the students pay. Finally, they got some balabas to donate a sum of money, and the administration put up all kosher mezuzahs on all the doors. But that's the generally accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that a rented apartment is only chayv and mezuzah midirabbanan because of Marisain. That's why Rav Shach, who used to give to Pulim in front of his yeshiva, he was a Rosh Yeshiva, they didn't ask him Shailas Halacha Maisa, but on this he has an opinion. So he writes in his Sefer on the Rambam, I thought he was right. I thought of this independently. I thought what he said is correct. That in Shulchan Aruch, in another place, they write that a rented apartment is not called Beis Yachor if one follows the din in the Talmud. The din in the Talmud, din in the Gemara is that if the landlord's apartment burns down or his house collapses, he has a right to evict the tenant right away and he has to have a place to live. But Taisa says, we don't follow, we live in Chutzlaz, we don't follow the din in the Gemara today. We follow din in the Malchusa, that if the landlord's house collapses, I signed a lease for 2 years or whatever, for 10 years. So he has no right to evict me. So since he cannot evict me, so we would paskin that it is called Beisecha. Thus the Gemara has an expression, when you rent an apartment, Schiris, is Schiris Kanya, it's called Beisecha, or it's Schiris Lo Kanya, it's not called Beisecha. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, and Avodah Zarah in the first pair, Schiris Lo Kanya. So Taisa says, yeah, that's because in the days of the Gemara, they followed this din, that if the landlord loses his home, he can evict the tenant right away. So Taisa says, we live in France, and we live in Germany, we follow the Goyish law, that if the landlord's home collapses, he can't evict the tenant right away. I signed the lease. So therefore, Taisa says, Chiris is kind. So Avshach says, since we paskan like that, Lahokil, in another area in Shulchan Aruch. Avshach says, if you paskan Lahokil, so you certainly paskan Lahachmir, that if you rent an apartment, you're chayv in mezuzah from day number one. You should be chayv in a Torah. Shouldn't only be chayv in the Rabban. He says, he's surprised why in the Shulchan Aruch they didn't point this out. Shulchan Aruch goes with the old shita that rented apartment is only midirabbanan, and therefore there are leniencies, you have 30 days. He says, what leniencies? You should be chayv min haTorah from day number one, because chivas kanya, under our circumstances that we follow, the din of machusa, should be chayv min haTorah. So I thought he was right. I thought that there was a strong taina.
New York was stabilized.
Right? Even more so.
What was the chiva between Chutz La'aretz and Israel, they do it the very same day, and we wait for
them. The Gemara says the reason why in Eretz Yisrael, if you rent an apartment, you're chayv a mezuzah from day number one, mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean? So Rashi writes the following interpretation. Rashi's a little humorous. Rashi says, if I'm renting an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm planning to leave, so the Chachamim say, you're obligated to spend money to put a mezuzah. So I may think 10 times, I may not want to leave, because I'm going to have to leave the mezuzah there. So it's going to be a hefsed moment. So that may cause me to stay in Eretz Yisrael, not to leave Eretz Yisrael. But Yosef said, it doesn't sound right. What do you mean? The guy goes to Eretz Yisrael for the summer, he rents an apartment. What do you mean? He's going to leave everything behind the chutzlah because he spent $300 on a couple of mezuzahs on the apartment in Eretz Yisrael. That's going to tip the scale. That's going to determine that he's going to stay in Eretz, he's not going to go back to Chutz La'aretz.
Why can't he take it with him?
The din is you're not allowed to take down a mezuzah. Once you put up a mezuzah, you're not allowed to take it down unless the landlord may rent to a non-Jew, or if he may rent it to a non-observant Jew, he may throw it in the garbage, and you're not permitted to leave a mezuzah in a mokmashein and mishtamer. The Shach lived in Vilna in the late 1600s. He had run away from the Chmelnytsky riots. He was almost killed. And he says they couldn't put the mezuzahs on the outside door of the house because the goyim would rip down the mezuzah. So they had to put all the mezuzahs. The mezuzah for the front door had to be behind the door, inside the door. We'll have to discuss that soon.
How come
you're
chavrusa? How come
they
took down his mezuzahs to come up
the tent? You're not allowed to take them down. No, you're not allowed to take down the mezuzahs because you're going to leave the next Jewish tenant without a shiva. But he's the next tenant. And he's gonna, when he's going to come back, he's going to bring his mezuzahs back.
Assuming that the reason is because of Marasayim, do you still make a bracha?
We do say a bracha, even though in Hilchas Chanukah, there's a din that if I have an apartment that has a window on two sides of the apartment, I have to put two menorahs. I have to put a menorah on both sides. Because of Marasayim, because the people who walk on this street, on 82nd Street, they'll say, I didn't light a menorah. They'll think, ah, the guy doesn't keep Chanukah. Or if I put the menorah there, I won't put it on the other side, so the people walk on what street is over there? 81st Street, whatever. The people will think that I didn't. So whenever you have to put more than one menorah, so it says you don't say a brach. Whenever you do a mitzvah, it's only because of Marasayim, you don't say a brach. So the commentaries discuss this kasha. How come over here you're obligated to put a mezuzah because of Marasayim? You do say a bracha. You have a lot of time cases in Shulchan Aruch. You have to shech the ben pekur because of Marasayim. So it says you do say a bracha. How come sometimes you do, sometimes you don't? So the difference is, are you doing the mitzvah only because of Marasayim, or Marasayim is what motivated the rabbis to make a takana de rabbana that you have to put a mezuzah? It's not that you only put a mezuzah in Mishum Marasayim. Marasayim is the reason why the rabbis instituted an obligation to put a mezuzah. See, chayv and mezuzah mid the rabbanim. But by the other case, I already lit a menorah. So how can they tell me I have to light two menorahs? No, they said, satisfy the Marasayim. Avoid your Marasayim. But since they never really obligated me to do another mitzvah of menorah, another mitzvah of Nevus Chanukah, so that's only because of Marasayim. So Marasayim, you don't see a bracha if it's only an issue of Marasayim. The Beis HaLevi has in his Beis HaLevi has a Sefer HaChumash in between Bereishis and Shmos. He has a few blank pages, so he has comments on Hilchas Mezuzah, very few important comments. So one of the comments is that in the Derech HaChaim Siddur, which is written by the Nesivos, the Mishnah Berurah takes a quote on every page. He quotes from the Derech HaChaim Siddur in Europe. Everybody, it was very popular. Derech HaChaim Siddur, everybody, like the people used to follow the Chayyodam, follow the kids of Shulchan Aruch, so many people followed the Derech HaChaim Siddur. So the Derech HaChaim Siddur, he writes a chiddush, that when do you say that a rented apartment, you're not chayv in mezuzah till after 30 days, if you're renting day by day, you don't know how long you're going to stay, so then, if it's in chutz lored, so after you stay for 31 days, then you're chayv in mezuzah after 30 days. But if I sign the lease in advance, I know in advance I'm going to stay there for more than 30 days. So then the Derech HaChaim writes that Yechai Mezuzah from day number one. And there were those who disagreed with the Derech HaChaim. So the Beis HaLevi writes, he thinks that the proper practice should be that one should follow the Derech HaChaim, because he quotes some of the Rishonim say about that. And he quotes some of the Rishonim say Mefurish, that if you rent it for more than 30 days, Yechai Mezuzah right away. In the yeshiva in the dormitory, they sometimes have the shaila. The students go away for the summer, and every so often they have non-Jews paint the whole building. So sometimes the painters are very nice about it. The non-Jewish painters will take down the mezuzahs, and then they'll paint the whole walls, and then they'll accommodate us, and they'll do us a favor, put the mezuzahs back up. So when the students come back after the vacation, so they realize the mezuzahs were put up by a non-Jew. So it's a question whether this is acceptable or not. And what's the issue? If you put it up in the right place, what's the shaila? So the shaila is whether placing the mezuzah, nailing the mezuzah on the door, has to be done lishma. If you require kviyas on mezuzah lishma, so halacha says that a non-Jew is not obligated to the mitzvah mezuzah, so he can't accomplish lishma. A non-Jew has just as good a brain as the Jew, but al pi halacha, the halacha says he can't think lishma. Whoever is not obligated in the mitzvah can't think lishma. So this is a machlokes achrenim. If a non-Jew puts up a mezuzah, is it a kosher or not? I remember once the students asked Rav Soloveitchik, So he's sitting and thinking for a few moments. He says he doesn't know, he can't think of any rise one way or the other, whether he needs kriyas hamezuzah lishma. The same question would be if you have a child before bar mitzvah, put up a mezuzah. Because strictly speaking, a katan or a ktana, a girl or a boy before bar mitzvah, al pidin, even if there's the Vilna Goyen, who was a super genius before bar mitzvah, al pidin, we say, a katan is a labar das, and the katan, since he's not chayv a mitzvah, can't think lishma. He can't, whenever you need lishma, a katan cannot accomplish lishma. Let's say to tie tzitzis on a garment. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether tying the tzitzis has to be done lishma. So it's not proper to have a child before bar mitzvah tie tzitzis on a garment. So by mezuzah also it's not right. You shouldn't have a child before bar mitzvah, a non-Jew put up the mezuzah, because it's unclear whether you need kviyas ha-mezuzah lishma. Women are chayiv a mezuzah, but a woman cannot write the mezuzah. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. And Chumash Dvarim, we have a rule that Chumash Dvarim is different from the other four chumashim. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, we assume that there's a connection. That's called a hekesh. We assume there's some kind of a connection between the two dinim. What if you have two dinim written in two psukim that are adjacent to each other? That's called smuchim. Do you have the right to assume that there must be a connection between one pasuk and the next pasuk? So in the other four chumashim, we paskin loy dashin and smuchim. And Chumash Dvarim is different. The Gemara gives different reasons why. Chumash Dvarim, we have many, many, many famous dinim. You'd be surprised. Many famous dinim that are based on smuchim, that you have one pasuk next to the other. So one of these many dinim is that you have in Kriya Shema two psukim, one next to the other. Chuchsavtom al mezuzas beisecho visharecho. You have to write the mezuzah is right next to ukshartam leos al yadecho. So the Gemara says women who are not obligated to put on tefillin, apostle for ksivas on mezuzah. A woman cannot, even though a woman is chayv and mezuzah, because a woman, whoever is a bar kshira, is a bar ksiva. Whoever is mukhiv and kshira sa tefillin, akshatim leos al yadecho, is kasha for ksivas ha mezuzah. So women, even though women are chayv and mezuzah, the woman cannot write her own mezuzah. Can the woman nail a mezuzah on the door? Is there anything wrong? So it's usually assumed, of course it's good. What's wrong? The woman is chayv and mezuzah. A man writes a mezuzah and the woman is going to nail it on the door. So there was an opinion that when we darshan, we don't really hold like this, but in the recent Sfarim, in the last 100 years, they discussed this very strange opinion that uchsavtam al mezuzas, that women are not only apostle for ksivas ha mezuzah, women are apostle for tikkun ha mezuzah, to put the mezuzah on the door. Also, a woman would be apostle to put the mezuzah on her own house. So a woman has to get a man to put the mezuzah. So we don't paskan like that. There was such a shaila, let's say a woman cannot write tefillin. A woman would be puzzled for writing tefillin. Let's say the husband doesn't feel well and he needs help, so the wife is going to put the tefillin. The wife or the daughter is going to put the tefillin on the husband's arm. I'm going to say that just like women are puzzled for ksivas ha-tefillin, so women are puzzled for hanochas ha-tefillin. You have to have a man put the tefillin on my arm. And if a non-Jewish attendant helps me put the tefillin on my arm, I'm not yetzer the mitzvah. So there is such a wild opinion. The Ragachava holds like that, and one of the other earlier Gedolim from 80 years ago held like that, but that's not the accepted opinion. We assume that the women are just possible for ksivas ha-tefillin, for ksivas ha-mezuzah. But for kriyas ha-mezuzah and for putting on the tefillin on the arm, that's not really a problem. The Gemara says that which way do you put the mezuzah on the door? Do you have it standing horizontally or vertically? So the Gemara says it has to be that way and not the other way. So which way is that way and which way is not the other way? The Gemara says if you put it diagonally, then it's kosher. But if you have it the wrong way, then it's no good. So which is the right way, which is the wrong way? So this is a dispute between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi says the Sefer Torah and the Aron Kodesh have to be in a standing position. That's the Kabbadik. And the tefillin, the parshis, and the tefillin have to be in a standing position. And the mezuzah should be vertical, should be in a standing position. That's the kabbadik. And if you carry a sefer, people usually carry a sefer, so usually carry like this. The Rashi says more the kabbadik is to carry the sefer like this. You see the pictures of Rabban Kotba, I think they always have them called in the Mishnah Berurah standing. Not the way we always carry Svarim like this. They have pictures of Yosemech also. He always had his finger on the place, he was always walking with a sefer. He knew everything by heart. But he always had his finger on the place, so he's going to open the safe, and he's always walking like this. He's not walking like this. So that's according to Rashi. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, The Arkaidah should have shelves and the Sefer Torah should be in a resting position. They're getting exhausted. They're standing the whole time. Faithful is Ashir. So Rabbi Natam holds the Sefer Torah should be in a resting position, horizontal. And the mezuzah should be horizontal. And the parshas and the tefillin should be horizontal. So we don't follow the Rabbi Natam by the tefillin. We don't follow the Rabbi Natam by the Aron Kodesh. We have the Sefer Torah on a vertical position. So the Vilna Gaon said we shouldn't follow the Rabbi Natam by the mezuzah either. Why should we put it in a diagonal position? The Brisa says if you put it diagonal, so it is kosher. But if the din is like Rashi, so put it straight. So the Vilna Gaon put it straight. He didn't have our practice. And our practice is to put it in a horizontal position, so the sheet of Kubetzes on the side of the page.
Diagonal.
We put a diagonal, so the sheet of Kubetzes says, if you can satisfy both opinions, why not? The Gemara says diagonal is kosher. So we want to satisfy the both opinions.
The Rabbeinu Tam's film, is that horizontal?
They don't. They're only choshish for Rabbeinu Tam what to say to HaParsi. They're not choshish for that part of the Rabbeinu. No. Because he was outvoted.
If the Parshas and Rabbeinu Tam's film were diagonal, would they
choshish? I don't think so. That's only by mezuzah, the Gemara says. If it's diagonal, it's good. But by the tefillin, you got to make up your mind either horizontal or vertical. And there, the Rabbi Natan was outvoted. So even in tefillin, the Rabbi Natan, they don't follow the Rabbi Natan's opinion on that point.
I couldn't see from over here how Kutler carried a sefer.
In the pictures, we always carry a sefer like this, with the binding all like this. He always had pictures going like this, straight up. Because we assume it's more bekavadik. If the Sefer Torah on the standing position, as that this way is not becoming, this way is more becoming. The Gemara says the mezuzah should. Some people make a mistake. The mezuzah should be a little lower than the very tippy top. You shouldn't have the cloth of the mezuzah within the top tefach of the mezuzah of the doorpost on the side. Some people don't know that didn't. They have the mezuzah all the way up on top. And then the Gemara said the mezuzah shouldn't be too low down. It should be bishlisha elyon. You should take a measuring tape and measure what's the height of the shape of the door, the frame of the doorway, and put the mezuzah in the upper third. The Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara, and the Shach recommends we should follow the Rambam, even though it doesn't correspond to our girsa in the Gemara. Rambam holds that lechatchila, the more correct practice should be to put the mezuzah at the beginning of the upper third. Not just people usually put it in the upper third much higher than the beginning of the upper third. So the Shach says we should follow the Rambam. Take a measuring tape and measure exactly where is the beginning of the Shlisha Elyon and put the bottom of the mezuzah at that point. Unless the doors are so tall, so then Tosis quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, you put the mezuzah keneged haksefai, you put it opposite your shoulders. If you're going to put the mezuzah so high up, not that there's a mitzvah to kiss the mezuzah or anything, but if it's going to be too high up, then it's not proper. You should put it keneged haksefai.
Garto for Galila the Sefer Torah, is that also?
That's what some Achrenim say, that just like the mezuzah should be b'shlish elyon, so the gartel around the Sefer Torah should also be b'shlish elyon. Some Achrenim say like that.
That's all the way up.
I don't remember which one.
The shahr is very high, but the mezuzah
is. I remember
that. It's about 7 feet up, maybe.
It should really be low. We have to contact the municipality and notify them. Okay.
The sometimes a little lower, so
you
kiss it.
You have to pick the child up. You should kiss it where it belongs. That's an improper chinuch. No, that's not right. Chinuch, you have to do the right thing. Anyway, it's the parents' obligation to put the mezuzah on their child's room. That's the parents' ishtamshus of the room, that their children are sleeping there. So you have to put the mezuzah in the correct place. You want the child to kiss it, so you have to pick him up every time.
Any problem with putting more than one up?
Yeah, it's an improper chinuch. Strictly speaking, if you put one mezuzah above the shlisha and one below, so there's no baltaisa because one of them is in gansen in the wrong place. If you put two mezuzahs, b'shlisha elyon, and they're both kosher, then you have a problem. Let's say you have one mezuzah that was painted over so many times you don't want to take it down, because the whole door is going to look awful because you're going to rip off all the paint. So if you think that mezuzah may be kosher, then to put another mezuzah will be a violation of Baltesi. If you're sure that the other mezuzah is possible anyway, so then you can put another mezuzah and leave the other one there. It's only a Baltesi if they're both in the Mokum HaKosher and the mezuzah. One that's below the Shlisha Elyon, there's no violation of Baltesi. No. But it's not, I don't think it's a good chinuch to have a mezuzah just for the child to kiss it. I don't think that's right. Even if you just have a plastic cover and you don't have any cloth inside, it's a poor chinuch. The child that grows up, he thinks that's the correct place for the mezuzah.
What about if the mezuzah is on the top where it's blown, but the case is very long?
No, that's not a problem. It depends where the cloth is.
Does the child can kiss?
Okay. That's not a problem. The Gemara has a din, we mentioned before the issue. The Gemara has a din, if you put the mezuzah behind the door, that's not kosher. The correct thing, l'chatchid, is to put the mezuzah, I see a door over here. So usually you have the doorpost on the right side and the left side. Usually there's a place to put the mezuzah before the door. Like the door, most normal doors are like that. You have a doorpost, and there's a width of the doorpost, an inch or two or three or more. So you put the mezuzah over there. A lot of people, if you have a very wide doorpost, a lot of people want to center the mezuzah, have it in the middle, that it should be symmetrical. So that's often not proper. The din is you have to put the mezuzah in the tefach ha-samach le-pesach. If you have a very wide doorpost, you have to put the mezuzah within the first 3.5 inches. The tefach ha-samach le-chutz, you shouldn't put it centered. It's going to be in too far, so then you're not yotze the mitzvah. So normally you put the mezuzah on the outside of the door, on the side. What if the doorpost on the right side, the left side of the door, is flush with the door? There is no indentation. It's not that there's a place to put the mezuzah before you get to the door. So if you put, but then on behind the doorpost will continue. So are you yotze the mitzvah if you put the mezuzah behind the door? So that's a big machlokes, and we're mekel on that. The makel that that's not called Achuri Hadel. So the Shach writes that when he lived in Vilna, they were not able to put the mezuzah outside, not because the doorpost was flush with the door, but rather because the goyim, there was so much anti-Semitism then. Later on, he had to run away. When they had the Chamonitzke rites, they were killing all the Jews. So there was so much anti-Semitism, they would rip down the mezuzah, they would throw it in the garbage. So they could never put the mezuzah on the outside, so they had to put it behind the door. So the chatchile, if you have a door, let's say you have a door like this, and the doorpost continues past the door. So we're mekel to put the mezuzah over here. What if you can't put the mezuzah outside and there's nothing protruding inside? The doorpost on the right side is flush with the door when you go inside. So can you put the mezuzah over here? Can you put the mezuzah over here? So b'diyevid we're mekel that that's also not called achuri hadelas. So what is achuri hadelas? So it means if you put it on the wall, here's a door and here's a doorpost and here's a wall. So I don't put the mezuzah anywhere on the doorpost, I put it on the wall, that when I open the door, that wall will be behind the door. That's L'chol HaDeh is called Achuri HaDeles. You can't put the mezuzah there. But let's say you have a toss-up in the following situation. Very often you have like this. The doorpost on the right side is flush with the door, and there is no indentation. So you have a toss-up. Should I put the mezuzah on the outside? There is no indentation. Should I put the mezuzah on the doorpost on the outside, protruding into the street? Or should I put it behind the door, on the part of the doorpost that's behind the door that's facing the entranceway? So the Chayyadim says that it's preferable to put it on the outside, because the Gemara had a Havamina that that's the correct place to put the mezuzah. So even though we say L'chatchila more correct is to put the mezuzah on the side of the doorpost, not on the front, but if there is no side to speak of, if the doorpost is flush with the door, so then you revert back and put the mezuzah on the outside side of the doorpost if you can, if you're able to. That would be the more correct way to put the mezuzah.
That's why if you have let's say a sliding door where you really put it on the other side. But
right. So then you put the mezuzah on the doorpost on the right, protruding out. There's no place to put it on the side. So you put it on the outside. That is correct. The Gemara has a din with respect to a mezuzah that you have to have tasav alay min ha'asui. Let's say the workers are building the house, and I know that they're going to put the frame this frame of a door in this location, and that's going to be my bedroom, that's going to be my dining room. So I want to put the mezuzah on the doorpost now before they put up the doorpost. So the Gemara says that's possible, that's called Tasir Lemon Hasir. Before the doorpost is put in an erect position, standing up, so it's not considered a mezuzah, it's not considered a doorpost yet. So that would be a violation of Tasir Lemon Hasir. Or they haven't.
That means exactly what? The translation of that term?
The translation of that term is a drasha on a pasuk. You see, by tzitzis, it says, v'asur lahem tzitzis. You have to tie the tzitzis. So let's say a person has a big garment.
Tasaloch.
That's in one parasha. Okay. So the Gemara has a din. Let's say I have a little piece of cloth which I plan to put on the corner of a big garment. But the tiny little piece of cloth is not a garment. You can't wear that. It's just a little shmata. So, but for my purposes, it's easier for me to tie the tzitzis on this little thing that's 3 inches by 3 inches, pull it through the hole, and then I'm going to sew it on to the big garment. So the Gemara says that's possible. It's not yet chayv in tzitzis. After you sew it onto the garment, then it becomes part of the big garment, and then you can begin to tie the tzitzis on. So the Gemara has a comment on the word in the pasuk gedilim ta'aselacha. You should tie the strings onto the garment ta'asav alaymin ha'osui. You have to tie it on when the garment is chayv in tzitzis. So that word appears in the pasuk by tzitzis. By mezuzah, it never says you should nail the mezuzah. It says uchsaptam al mezuzahs beisecha b'shorecha. We don't do the way it says in the Chum. We don't write on the doorpost. We write on a piece of parchment and we nail the parchment onto the doorpost. But the Gemara has a din. Maybe it's only a din midrabbanon. It's not clear. The Gemara says the din of tasav lamanas applies to mezuzah also. That if I nail the, I put the mezuzah in a case and I nail the case onto a beam of wood, which I'm going to use later on as a doorpost. And at the time that I nailed the parsha of the mezuzah onto this piece of wood, it wasn't part of the building yet. It was on the floor. So that's puzzle. You can only put the mezuzah on the doorpost when the room is there already. Let's say I have a room, they're in the middle of building the house, and they didn't put the roof yet. So Kozman, they didn't put the roof, so I'm not yet chayv in mezuzah. So if I put the mezuzahs on the doorpost, and then I'll put the roof on, you have to take the mezuzahs down and put them back up again, because when I put on the mezuzahs and there was no roof, it wasn't chayv and mezuzah. The Gemara says that one of the people built a house and he asked the rabbi, where do I put the mezuzah? How do you determine you have to put the mezuzah on the right side going in? The rooms all entered into each other. So which side is the correct side to put the mezuzah? So the rabbi says, first put up the doors and then I'll tell you where to put the mezuzah. Why did Tamta first put up the door? So the Rambam understood from that Gemara that a room that doesn't have a doorway, that doesn't have a door, a lot of times we have a doorway that leads from one room to the other, and there is no door. So the Rambam says, you're not chayv in mezuzah. It's only called the Tzuras HaPesach. You have the frame of the door, and you have actually have a door there. There's no door, not chayv in mezuzah. The Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam. He says, no, that's not what it says in the Gemara. If you have a room that has a Tzuras HaPesach, a frame of a door, even if it doesn't have a door attached, it's still chayv in mezuzah. The Gemara just said that you have to put the doors up. Sometimes you'll have a shaila whether to put it on the right side going this way, the right side going that way. So after you put up the doors, a part of the shaila will be oiskepaskin. That'll help you. How so? So here there are different opinions in Shulchan Aruch. How do you decide? I'll explain. How do you decide which way to put the mezuzah? So let's say, for example, let's say I have a house, I have a front door that leads into the house, I put the mezuzah on the right side going into the house. Then I have a back door that leads out to the street. And I never walk in from the street to the back door. I always go from the house to the through the back door to the street. So which way do you put the mezuzah? So some say, put the mezuzah on the right side going out of the house from the right side into the street. So we don't accept that opinion. That's a mistake. We don't accept that opinion. The street is not chayv and mezuzah. The house is chayv and mezuzah. Or let's say a lot of shuls, they have a doorway that's only one way. You can go from the shul out, but you can't come back in. If you hold the door open, so people can come back in. But it's made only as an exit. It's not intended as an entrance. But you have 100 people going through, so 99 will be going out and leaving, and one will be coming back in. It's not intended to come back in. So the din is, you're not chayv and mezuzah. to put a mezuzah for the street. You always put a mezuzah going on the right side from the area which is potter going into the area which is chayv mezuzah. So that's the first call. You go mena potter al achiyah. That's why Rabbi Kivega said if you have a walk-in closet and the closet is smaller than dalet amos al dalet amos, you don't put the mezuzah on the right side going in. The closet is not chayv mezuzah. You put it on the left side going in, which is the right side coming out, because the walk-in closet is not chayv mezuzah. There's no hishtamshus. There's no diras keva there. And the room, the bedroom, has a normal hishtamshus. You put the mezuzah on the right side, going menat poter al achiyah. So that's easy enough. That's the first rule. Which way do you put the mezuzah on the right side going into the room which is chayv mezuzah? If you're going from a room that's chayv to a room that's not chayv, so you put the mezuzah coming in, even though you never go that way. Doesn't matter. Put the mezuzah going in from the street into the room that's chayv mezuzah. The question is, what if you have a lot of rooms in the house and they're all chayv mezuzah? You can go this way, you can go that way. So which way do you put the mezuzah? So if there's only one way to go, so you put the mezuzah on the right. Let's say there's a room in the corner. So there aren't two ways to go. You go from the other rooms into that room. So if it's derech hiluchah, so there's only one way to go, so that's a dead giveaway. What if you can go this way or that way? So how do you determine? So now begin all the different opinions. So it's interesting, the Minchas Yitzchak, dying wise from the Eidah Haredes, was a mechutni with Rabbi Breisch from Switzerland, what Chelkas Yaakov he wrote. So they said, their children put mezuzahs, their children who lived in Europe. So they put the mezuzahs the way Rabbi Breisch said. And then Minchas Yitzchak came to visit, so you have the mezuzahs on the wrong side of the door. So he said, that's what the other mechutin said. He told him to put it this way. So they have chubas. I thought that Rabbi Breisch was right. I didn't think the Minchas Yitzchak was right. So the Pashto says that there are five rules over here. The first rule is you put the mezuzah going men apoter al achiyav. You don't put a mezuzah from the house going into the street. The street is not chayv mezuzah. And if all the rooms in the house are all big enough, they're all chayv mezuzah, and there's only one way to go, so you go derech hilucha. You go into the room in the corner. You only go in. You don't put a mezuzah. You can climb through the window into the room and then go from the room into the other rooms, and no one's climbing through the window. Inside the house, you put the mezuzah on the right side, derech hilucha. Then after that, so the Pashto says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you have two rooms, one room is used much more than the other. Let's say you have a hallway, a big hallway that's dalet al dalet, and people, a hallway in a yeshiva, hallway in a private home, a big hallway, you use it. And then you have a room, so the room has more, a room has more hishtamshes than a hallway. So the room which is used more is always considered you're going from the room that's used less into the room that's used more. So whichever room has the ikka tashmish, has more hishtamshus than the other room, it's considered that you're entering there. So let's say you have, I'm thinking in terms of the yeshiva, you have wide hallways that are dalet al dalet amos, and you have classrooms. So a lot of times you have a classroom with two doors. So you go, let's say you have a case, you always walk in one door and you always go out the other door. Let's say like that. So you wouldn't put the mezuzah going out from the classroom into the hallway, because the classroom has much more hishtamshus, and people sit and they do their homework, and they sit and listen to lectures. In the hallway, they're just walking, they're doing little hishtamshus, but there's much more hishtamshus in the classrooms. So you would have put both mezuzahs going from the hallway into the classroom. Even though it happens that most of the time, one of the doors is used as an exit, they walk from the classroom into the hallway, but since the classroom has more hishtamshus than the hallway, you always put going from the hallway into the classroom. In Europe, they didn't have central heating, in the days of the Shah, in the 1600s. So in the winter time, they used to have a tanur beis acharif. They used to have an oven where they burnt wood to keep everybody warm. So in the winter time, everybody would huddle around the oven in order to keep warm. So that room had much more hishtamshus than the other rooms in the house. So if you can go either this way or that way, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, you always choose to put the mezuzah going from the room which is used less into the room which is used more. When we first moved into our apartment, so we only had two little babies, and we didn't use one of the rooms so much. And then when the children grew up and they started doing homework, and we used the rooms, all the rooms had different hishtamshus. The room that we hardly ever used before had an awful lot of hishtamshus. We had to switch the mezuzahs. You have to always put the mezuzah from the room, going from the rooms has less hishtamshus into the room that has more hishtamshus. That's the pashtus, that's the third klal. Then the next klal, let me just finish the five klal. Then the next klal is, if the both rooms have equal hishtamshus, but rove of the times people go this way. When you walk in the front door, you first go to the kitchen, then you go to the dining room, you first go to the dining room, then you go to the kitchen. So you can either go this way or that way. So whichever way is the rove hilucho, you follow that. And then the last rule, that's how most of the Chosidim Lubavitch have a different sheet, the Legamre, because the Tzemach Tzedek had expressed his opinion, so they have everything different. But the way it's usually assumed is, the fifth rule is, like the Raavad learned, the Gemara said, first put up the doors, and then I'll tell you which way to put the mezuzah. What does it have to do with the doors? So the normal, if you have two rooms, and it's unclear whether you go, when you're going from this room to that room, they're going from that room to this room, because they're all three rooms in a circle. So which way do you go? So you used up all the first four rules, and it's everything is equal, and you can't determine which way to go. So if you have a door, and the door swings in, so that's considered normal, that's considered entering into the room. A lot of times you have the front door to your house opens out, so that's called abnormal. Normal is considered when you open the door goes in. So if you have a toss-up, whether to put the mezuzah on the right side going this way, the right side going that way, so the door will be kaveh, the door will determine. The way the door goes in, it's considered as if you're going from the outer room into the inner room when the door goes in, when the door swings in. That's called heker tzir. What if you used up all the five rules and you still can't determine? You still can't determine where to put the mezuzah. They'll say the door is a swinging door. It goes in and out. It swings either way. So someone asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, what's the din? So he said, I don't know. Come back in a month. Come back in 2 months. He said, come back in 2 months. He said, what do you come back in 2 months? He has to put the mezuzah now. So he came back in 2 months. Rabbi Moshe said, so yes, Rabbi Moshe, what's the din? Moshe said, what did you do? So he said, whatever he did. Say, okay, leave it like that. He said, I wrote a tshuva already. Before you asked me the shayla, I wrote a tshuva that if you used up all the five rules and you can't figure it out, you're putter from mezuzah. In the classical poskim, there are two opinions. One opinion is you should put two mezuzahs, one on this, one on each side. And one opinion, either the right side or the left side, whichever, everything is okay. And Rav Moshe held a chiddush, you don't chayv mezuzah. So he didn't want to tell a person his opinion. So he said, he asked them, what do you do? He said, leave it. Sure. Leave the mezuzah like that. So there are three opinions. There are three opinions. What are you doing with such a case? Okay. So people wanted to raise questions. Yeah.
Question. If you're
yes.
a builder.
Yeah.
If you're a Jewish man is building a house, and you spoke before, the death day cures when the roof is on. So when does the house require mezuzahs? When the roof goes on, when it's habitable?
Not before you move in. No. Until you move in, you're not chayvim mezuzah. You're not chayvim mezuzah. If you put the mezuzah before, it won't be possible. The Minchas Chinuch writes a chiddush that if you rented an apartment, you're not chayv to put a mezuzah till after 30 days. And if you put a mezuzah in the middle of the 30 days, that's a psul of tasav alay min ha'osin. It'll be possum. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was studying the Minchas Chinuch, so he loved the Minchas Chinuch. He said, as a child, when his mother would tell him to go to sleep, as a young child before Bar Mitzvah, he wouldn't listen, and he would sneak under the blankets, he would learn Minchas Chinuch. He wouldn't listen to his mother. He said he made a siyum on the whole Minchas Chinuch before his Bar Mitzvah. And Minchas Chinuch was fantastic. And he lists off all the 613 mitzvahs, and he quotes all over Shulchan Aruch and Rambam and Gemara. He raises all the issues, all of Shas. He rolls everything into each mitzvah. So he loved the Minchas Chinuch. But every so often, the Minchas Chinuch had something that he didn't like, so he would always give a comment, Fort given a Galatiana. He wasn't a Litvak. And the Galatiana have a different style of learning. So when he came across this Minchas Chinuch, that if you put the mezuzah within the 30 days, it's possible, tassel amas. I said, what in the world is he talking? It doesn't make any sense at all. Then we were discussing it in class for a little bit. After 10 minutes, he said, maybe he's not wrong. Maybe he is right. There is an opinion, he said, according to that opinion, it tells that 30 days is diras kevas, and maybe he is right. His instinctive reaction was, it didn't make any sense. Then he said, maybe he is right. Yeah.
The case you gave about the you put the mezuzah on the door before it was put up on the house. I assume he made a bracha on the mezuzah. But you said take it off and then put it back on. You make a bracha again then, or
The bracha that you said before you put up the doorpost, it was a bracha lematoma. Absolutely not yotzei at all. See, the shaila is, what if I put Our practice is we put a mezuzah on a doorway, even though there's no door. So the Rambam holds that they're not chayiv in mezuzah. So every so often, you'll put a mezuzah without a bracha on a doorway where there's no door. But then, let's say for some reason or another, they put a door over there. So then the Shach says, according to the Rambam, when you put the mezuzah in the first place, there was no door, so it wasn't chayiv in mezuzah. So that'll be a psul of tasa v'lam in asa. So you should take down the mezuzah, put it up again without a bracha. You can't say a bracha because the mezuzah was there a long time before. You put it up nisafik because maybe the din is like the raiva that if you have a doorway without a door attached, it's still chayv in mezuzah.
Can you clarify? In Israel, do you have to put up a mezuzah the same day? You mentioned a strange Rashi and all that. No. What are they doing? What's the problem?
Rashi has a strange interpretation on the Gemara. Everybody else usually learns not like Rashi. That less than 30 days in Chutz La'aretz is Diras Arayah, but in Eretz Yisrael, because you're fulfilling a mitzvah, that's called Diras Keva. So you chayv mezuzah right away. No, but that's a Gemara, that you chayv, if you rent an apartment, chayv mezuzah right away. But if you rent a hotel room in a pundok, even in Eretz Yisrael, not chayv mezuzah till after 30 days. Sometimes the hotel rooms have pasul mezuzahs on them. So if you stay for 30 days in a hotel, you got to check to make sure the mezuzah is good.
Kitchen that has two doors, the dining room has two doors, and they're adjacent to each other.
And we use both doors, sometimes here, sometimes there. So you need two mezuzahs. You got them both doors. Now you have to determine which way is the right way, which is the right side, which is the left side.
I'm not sure you understand. Here's a kitchen, here's our dining room. There's a door between the two of them.
Right.
Each of those rooms have another door.
Going somewhere else.
Yeah, to different places. Which way does the mezuzah, which post does it go on the door between the dining room and the kitchen?
You have to take a tour of the whole house. You have to see where's the front door, where do you go from the front door. Those are the five rules that I just went through.
You go through the five rules again.
The first rule is you always go min apatur alachim. So if you have a house and you use the back door to leave, so you don't put the mezuzah on the right side going out. The street does not carry the mezuzah. You always put some right like that, but that's absolutely not accepted. So that's rule number one. You always put the mezuzah going from the room that's not chayiv into the room that is chayiv. Or let's say you have a walk-in closet that's less than 4x4. So you don't put the mezuzah going into the walk-in closet that's not chayiv. You put the mezuzah on the left side, in other words, the right side coming out from the walk-in closet into the apartment. Then the second rule is, if all the rooms in the house are chayiv and mezuzah, but there's only one way to go into this room, the derech hilucha. It's only one way, so you put the mezuzah on the right side going into the room. It's in the
walk-in closet that was big enough to get it into the walk-in closet.
Walking into the walk-in closet. Then the question is, after the third rule, so now where do you go? you can go this way or that way. So where do you put the mezuzah? So the pashtus is that the next rule is, like the Chelkas Yaakov wrote, like Rabbi Breish wrote, next rule is you always put the mezuzah from the room that's used less going into the room that's used more. Because that's called kenisa. I'm going from the room that has hardly any hishtamshus into the room that has more hishtamshus. And that can change over the course of living in the same apartment. You have to keep on reassessing. The situation can change. Then the next rule is, if all the rooms are used equally, but rove of the time, we go this way. When you walk into the house, first you walk in the kitchen, then you walk in the dining room. Or sometimes you go first into the dining room, then into the kitchen. But most of the time you go this way. And then into the dining room, so you go basa roif hilucha. That's the fourth rule. Then the fifth rule is, if you used up all of these rules and you still can't determine which way to put the mezuzah, then we use the doors. Put up the doors and that will help us determine. So that's called heker tzir. The tzir are the hinges on the side of the door. So when you push the door, which way do you push the door in? The way you push the door in, that's considered entering to that room. Even though a lot of times the front door of the house comes out, it doesn't go in. Front door of my apartment goes into the apartment. So that's considered normal. A lot of people have apartments where the front door swings out, it doesn't swing. So the Gemara says that's the fifth rule, the last rule. After you used up the four, the last rule is the way the door swings in, that's called entering into that. And then if you used up all the five rules and you still can't determine, so then there are three opinions. So Moshe holds you not chayv and mezuzah, which he knew would not be too popular an opinion. And then the classical poskim have a machlek, and some say you have to put two mezuzahs on both sides. And there's no bal tosef, because one of them for sure is no good. That's like film the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time.
You make a bracha on either one?
You make a bracha on one of them. You have a mind to cover both.
Is there an
And the third
opinion, is you choose optional. Either put this side on that side. One side is good enough.
If an Arab is an endless series of doorways, does an Arab require a mezuzah?
That's a very good kasha. An Arab is a tzuras ha-pesach connected to a tzuras. Why don't you put a mezuzah on every single pole of the Arab? So this kasha is dealt with by the classical poskim. So some of the poskim answer, strictly speaking, every single pole in the Arab is chayav a mezuzah. Except we have, it's going to rain, it's going to snow, and the non-Jewish neighbors may rip down the mezuzah. So you're not permitted to put a mezuzah in a mokma she'ein a mishtama. You're not permitted to put a mezuzah in a case where it's going to get, in a location where it's going to get ruined. But let's say you have a Jewish village, there are no non-Jews, no anti-Semitism, no one's going to rip down the mezuzah, and you can devise a container that's going to protect the mezuzah from the rain and the snow. So many poskim hold to put a mezuzah on every single pole in the air. So the community will go broke if they have to put a mezuzah on every single pole. So the generally accepted opinion is not so. Generally accepted opinion is what the Derech HaChaim Siddur writes, what the Siddur writes in his Siddur. Sometimes you have a big room. Here you don't. Oh, a little bit you have it. Sometimes you have a room. Here you have a mezuzah there where the clock is. That's one mezuzah. Do you have one? You don't have one over here. And then sometimes you'll have a kona al gabei. You have a kona mikama, kona mikama, kona al gabei. Yeah? In the middle of a room. In the middle of a room. So are you obligated to put a mezuzah whenever you have a protrusion of the wall on the right side and the left side, and then you have a beam on top of those two? That's a tzuras ha-pesach. So the Derech HaChaim Siddur's opinion is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva in Yeridah. He says, it depends. If you use one side of the room as a dining room and the other side as a living room, or as a den, or as a study, whatever, you have two different ishtamshes in, and that's a cutoff point, so then it's considered two different rooms. But if you use it as one long dining room, we have a dining room table, and we use the whole big room, and it has the same ishtamshes, and you have the base, and why are you in the base medrash? There's a tzuras ha-pesach in the middle of the base medrash, middle of nowhere. But the whole base medrash is used for learning. The Avatar is HaPesach because originally the building was smaller and then they extended it. So it's a history why it has a Tzuras HaPesach in the middle. But right now they use everything as one gigantic group. So if the Hishtamsha says, if it's Paritz Merubah Lo'imiv, the whole thing is a gap, an empty space, and you just have a protrusion on the right side and the left side, and you use it as one room, then you're not Chayv HaMezuzah. So that's what the Poskim say. You have to always make the Erev in such a way that it doesn't get in anybody's way. You can't make an Erev when you have non-Jewish neighbors. You can't make an Erev that's going to block traffic. Let's say when they make an Erev around a camp or a bungalow colony. So when they play ball, so half the players are in the, not on Shabbos, half the players are in the Erev, half the players are out of the Erev. So it doesn't have a chiluk of ishtamshes. You can have the same ishtamshes, half of the people will be in, half of the people will be out. It didn't make a separation between what ishtamshes you're going to have inside the Erev as opposed to what you're going to have outside. So that's what the Derech HaChaim Siddur writes. That in Iker HaDin, you don't need a mezuzah on every pole in the Erev. Not like the earlier Poskim said. He said that's a mistake because there's so much empty space there. You just have a bare Tzuras HaPesach and it doesn't really make a chiluk ishtamshes. So that's not chayav a mezuzah. So that's the accepted opinion.
Where does the shayla get off? You don't have a gun, you don't
have a bais. Right, so they're working on the assumption like the Rosh, that if it's normal, a shari chatzeris, a chayv mezuzah, because that's normal, a chatzah doesn't need a roof. So the Chazanish said he thinks we should paskin like the Rabbi Menoyach, that shari chatzeris, a chayv mezuzah, because inside there's a house. So the Arab would be the shari chatzeris leading in. It's twice removed from the house. Not only the door contiguous to the house is chayav mezuzah, even the gate around the Erev, the Erev gate would also be chayav mezuzah because it leads into the house.
In a co-op or a condo or an apartment house, if you own the hallway that the elevator opens up to, even though that's in front of your front door and people would normally come in, is there any obligation for mezuzah on the elevator opening or something like that?
The pashtus is that you really do need a mezuzah going out from the elevator onto the right side, going out from the elevator onto the hall, if the hall is wide enough, if the hall is 4 amos wide.
So sometimes on the elevator door type of stuff?
It should really be on the elevator door going onto the floor.
if it's not Baal Tosef, if we know that one of the mezuzahs isn't good, then why don't we put up just a horizontal and a vertical mezuzah rather than putting our mezuzahs on the diagonal?
Ah, well, the Gemara says diagonal is kosher.
Understood, but maybe,
you save
maybe
money.
Vertical or horizontal is better. We just
It'll cost you twice as much. Okay, I don't know. Cost you twice as much to have two mezuzahs. One.
A clarification. It's called, if you have a big walk-in closet from the bedroom where Ish and Isha are, you don't put a mezuzah inside the bedroom.
When you have a bedroom where a married couple stays, you should be careful to put the mezuzah outside so that when you close the door, the mezuzah will not be in the room. Sometimes you have no choice. There's no place to put the mezuzah on the outside. It's flush and whatever. There's no room. So you have to put the mezuzah inside. So when they're together, when they're not dressed, so you should really... some poskim say, no problem. And other poskim say, no, you should hang a towel over the mezuzah to cover it up when the people are walking around, when the couple is walking around in the room. So if you have a walk-in closet that you go from a bedroom into the walk-in closet, so you're going to have that problem. So the Shulchan Aruch, they discuss that. So either put it...
Doesn't the case of the mezuzah solve that?
Some of the poskim, Siddur HaShulchan, always goes by the doctor. So he says it's covered, Mishayin, there's no problem. And others say, no, that's you need two kisuyim. So even if you have the mezuzah is wrapped in cellophane, and then you have a plastic cover, but they're both miyuchid for the mezuzah, so if it's miyuchid for the mezuzah, only counts as one. Siddur HaShulchan says, but that's what a mezuzah is all about. You put a mezuzah on a bedroom, so you can't say that you have to be machna. And others say, no, you still have to have a double cover. So you should hang something on the mezuzah if it's inside the room. So if you have a walk-in closet from the bedroom into the walk-in closet, so if you can put the mezuzah behind the door, then it'll be in the closet is better. And if you can't, then you got to cover it up with something else, which is not always miyuchet for it. So hang a shirt there, or hang a towel there or something.
I came in a little late. I don't know if you talked about checking the mezuzahs.
There is a requirement, it's learned that from a pasuk, Shamarta Sachuka Hazos Lamada Miyami Ramima, he's supposed to check the mezuzah from time to time. So the halacha requires if it's a mezuzah in a private home that belongs to a private person, he's supposed to check it every couple of years, he should check it twice every 7 years. Tefillin, the din is if you use the tefillin on a regular basis, some people have traveling tefillin. So they only use that tefillin twice a year. So if you only use it twice a year, maybe it was soaking in the rainwater for a long time and you weren't watching. And maybe now you can't tell. But if you wear the tefillin once a month, these tefillin appear at least once a month, so then you know that nothing happened to the tefillin. So once you check the tefillin, you don't have to check at all. Unless something happened, unless you left it in the sun, unless you left it exposed in the sun. The cold and heat. The question, maybe the din doesn't apply today because in the summertime we have air conditioning, in the wintertime we have central heating. So maybe the mezuzahs today should be like tefillin. That once you checked it, you don't have to check it all. So that's some of the gedolim. I think that Shlomo Zalman held like that. That today the mezuzah has the same status as the tefillin. Once you checked it, you don't have to check again. And others disagree that even with air conditioning, even with the steam, but the mezuzah can get very cold or very hot in the change of weather. And it could be that it got ruined. So we usually assume you have to check every couple of years, twice every 7 years. And if it's a public, like a yeshiva or a shul or something, so then the lenient, you just have to check once every 50 years. We're not in Matriarch Litziba to check so often.
And also, I know you talked about temporary residences, but a bungalow, you rent a bungalow for the summer?
You have to put a mezuzah. The pashto says you have to put a mezuzah.
And then take it off?
At the end of the summer, you don't know who's going to rent a bungalow. Yeah, you got to leave the mezuzah there. It's going to rain and snow in the wintertime. It's not a smart idea. You're not supposed to leave a mezuzah in a mokum shein and mishtam. If I'm moving out of an apartment, I know the next tenant is going to be a religious Jew, so then you leave the mezuzah. But if it's going to rain and snow in the bungalow, you should really take it down. You shouldn't leave the mezuzah in a mokum shein and mishtam.
Is there any significance whether you have the mezuzah rolled or flat?
The Gemara says you roll the mezuzah from the end to the beginning, so when you open it says Shema. Now there's a modern style that people have a case and they leave the mezuzah open. So Rabbi Soloveitchik taught you're not yotze. The Gemara says it has to be rolled. If you didn't roll it properly, you're not yotze. Other Gedolim wrote They think that you're yotze, but you're not in fulfillment of the minhag. Such an old minhag from the days of the Tanaim, you shouldn't violate the minhag. So Reshi said, what minhag? The Gemara says, you roll it, so the din is you roll it. If you didn't roll it, so you're not yotze. A lot of people have now, instead of having a mezuzah case that covers the whole mezuzah, so they have part of the mezuzah protrudes. So he says, Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out, you're not allowed to, let's say you want to take the mezuzah down to check it. So you're not supposed to touch a mezuzah with your bare hands. You're supposed to hold a talus, like if you want to touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah. When a Sefer is writing a mezuzah, so you can't tell him he has to wear gloves. He won't be able to write well with gloves. But let's say when the Sefer is just checking the mezuzah, the proper thing is, he should put on a pair of gloves, or he should have a talus. You're not supposed to hold the mezuzah with your bare hands. You're not supposed to touch the cloth. So a lot of times you have a mezuzah case where the parchment is protruding. The Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out, you have to be careful not to touch the mezuzah. You're not permitted to touch the parchment of the mezuzah with your bare hands. No.
Not at all.
No. We assume it doesn't require any mezuzah at all.
Are we worried? I mean, what's the reason why the parashia, why the cloth, the parchment of the mezuzah, is metami adayim? I mean, there's no...
Metami say adayim to deter people from touching it. They wanted us to show cover to the mezuzah, to say the Torah, and to the parchment of the parashias and the tefillah, not to touch it without their hands. That's a sign of cover, to be a little careful.
You talk about the letters on the outside of the mezuzah?
That was an old minhag to put letters on the outside. That's not miyakev, though. And the shin dalad yud, that for sure, that's a later minhag. That for sure is not miyakev on the outside of the mezuzah. If you realize that one of the letters cracked in the mezuzah, so there's a special din that only applies to mezuzah and to tefillin, does not apply to a sefer Torah, that all the letters have to be written kisidron. You have to write first shin, mem, ayin, shma, Yisrael, have to be written in order. And if you have a psul in one letter, you can't just correct that letter. You have to erase everything from there till the end, if it pays, and then rewrite everything. All the letters have to be written in order. So if it's towards the very end, Misech b'sharecha, what does it say? So if something is, a letter is cracked over there, so you're allowed to erase everything in order to write from that point till the end. If you're going to have to erase so much that you have to erase Shem Hashem, you're not allowed to. Or if you erase so much that too much, so then it doesn't pay. But you're going to erase the whole thing and rewrite. So that's why if you have a psul in the tefillin or the mezuzah, it can't be corrected. Often it can't be, you can't say usually, often it cannot be corrected because the tefillin and the mezuzah require that the parsha should be written in order, kisidron. One of the former Sephardic chief rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Bakshi Doron, still alive, I'm pretty sure. No, yeah. Bakshi Doron, yeah. Wrote several volumes of Shadas Tshuvas, and he has every tshuva has a number. Number one, number two goes in order, and one tshuva has a title. The title is Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Alokecha, and he's very upset about those people who go to Mekubalim. Whenever they have a problem in their marriage or raising their children, so they go, they bring all the mezuzahs to the Kabbalim. So you have people leave America, they go to Eretz Yisrael for a month, and they take down the mezuzahs and they bring them to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, what are they doing? They're mevatel mitzvah mezuzah. He quotes the Shita Mekubetzes, that if you have 10 homes in 10 different locations, you chayv a mezuzah all year long, even when you're not at home. So you mevatel mitzvah mezuzah. When you take down the mezuzahs to give it to the sofer to check, and he gives it back, so you should have him check it right on the spot and put it back. You shouldn't wait till tomorrow. You should take care of it within an hour or two. You should find out when it's your turn and then take the mezuzah. You shouldn't leave it in the morning and come back 2 days later. And then he's opposed to the whole thing. If you have a problem with your marriage, just speak to a marriage counselor. Don't speak to a mekubal. The mekubal is going to discover that you should change your name on your ksubah, and then they change the ksubah. Ridiculous. He has these tainus about checking the ksuba and checking the mezuzahs. The whole thing is ridiculous. In Shulchan Aruch it says that putting a mezuzah on the door is a zgula fa'arichas yomim. It says, so whenever there's someone sick in the family, so you should check the mezuzah. That says in Shulchan Aruch. That says in Shulchan Aruch. But not that you go to a mekubal and he's going to tell you based on the mezuzah that you should there's something wrong with the whole family. So that's a special problem that our generation is faced with. People are looking for a quick fix, and they think that the mekubal is going to solve all the world's problems. Better is to do Torah mitzvahs, and that's the best way to solve all the problems. Okay? Hagut tavach, hagut mechayish. I had a machlokes with Rabbi Weiss about that. Shlomo Kluger. He said, just like if you take off the dollars, you put on the different dollars. He said, Rafa, even though you put it on immediately, if you take that Pasha Mezuzah, so in the puck, he said, you take that Mezuzah, it turns out it was puck, or maybe you put a new one. Turns out it was Pasha.
Let me know.